Shorty! Chao Chi! Let's dance!
Hello, lady, we're going for a ride!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Is he nuts?
You know what? He's crazy!
Molaram! Prepare to meet Kali in hell!
Sinner,
no chaperone can get our number. The world's in slumber. Let's misbehave. There's something wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous. Let's misbehave. When
I just saw, what is it called again?
Sex on the Porno?
Oh, yeah, it was great. No, that's so old. Can I saw that network? There's two, what is it called?
Outrageous Fortune.
Outrageous Fortune. It was outrageous. It's so funny. I can't believe it.
Your butt's wiggle.
Okay, shut up. Okay, bye.
I'm Barry Herman.
Let's misbehave.
You'll be just so sweet and only meet your fate, dear. Would be the great event of 1928, dear.
Da da da, do 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 do, ba ba ba. Oh, I love this old music, let me tell you. Welcome back to Cinema Scoop for the week of February 23rd through the 27th of 1987. Just do a little tap dancing here for you. And welcome to this week's special. We've got something for you to hear. Thank you. Doop bop weep bop wow. Cinema Scoop, presented by Paul Mack. It's 1987. It's a couple of weeks away from my film premiere. I'm getting nervous. Boopity-boppity-boppity-bop. Well, we've got a lot of stuff coming up for you this week. We've got some stuff with Susan Cinema. We've got a couple of comments and stuff. And, boy, I'm losing beat here. Let me tell you. Stick around. Getting on with this schmuck, put 'em.
Well, yes, I saw a film yesterday called Radio Days, and I thought it was very good. It kind of reminded me of when I was a kid, you know, and I used to listen to the radio, and all the old time music and the cars and the nostalgia of the things that they used to do back then and predicaments that this one family got into. And I thought even though Woody Allen himself was nuts, it was an excellent film and it should be in the running for Oscar nominations for 87. The best picture anyway, I would think. And I liked it so much that I want to see it again. And I think Woody Allen has like a masterpiece there. So I think it's excellent, probably one of his best films he's made since Annie Hall. And everybody in there complimented each other. He has a little partial to Jewish actors, but outside of that, I guess you can't blame him. I mean, they just seem to put realism into the parts. And how he gets these actors, so that's a stroke of genius right there. He's probably got a good casting director or whatever, but the film was excellent. I recommend it very highly. I'd give it a 10. And that just, to me, that's just my type of film. And I guess that's about it. So, talk to you later. Bye.
We're on a short holiday. Boom, 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 boom. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Boom, don't make it serious. Boom, life's too mysterious. Boom, boom. You work, you save, you worry so. But you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall.
Must fall.
The best things in life to you were just lost, so tell me, how can you ever lose what you never own? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. Laugh at it all.
Thanks for calling the Triplex Theater. We have Starting Over in 10. Starting Over starts at 6 and starts over again at 10. 10 plays at 8, tomorrow 9 to 5, and 8 and a half. 8 and a half plays at 5 and 9, 9 to 5 plays 8, and again at 11. This weekend, Never Say Never Again, and Play It Again, Sam. Never Say Never Again plays at 5, again at 9, never at 7. Play It Again, Sam plays at 7, plays again at 11. Saturday Night Fever and Never on Sunday on Saturday. Never on Sunday plays at 5 and 9, Saturday Night Fever at 7. Saturday Night Fever plays on Sunday at 5 and 9. Please hesitate to call back.
Yeah, I just want to say that I feel that the Academy Awards this year are very interesting, and I think Paul Mack ought to have his listeners try and guess who they think will be the top film, the top director, the top actor and actress, and maybe give a prize or something special for someone who gets the closest. Then that way contests would be pretty good, get a lot more calls. And personally, I think Platoon will be the number one movie of the year, and Destination Unknown, Final Destination Unknown, will, in my own mind, be honorable mention. Good luck. Bye.
All right, that sounds like a pretty darn good idea. We're going to give out a fabulous prize. That's right, gang. Anything to get you to leave more input. Every Saturday and Sunday. And by the way, that is when we take input. Every Saturday and Sunday on this very same number, 989-7500. So if you happen to be thinking about it, or if you went out to a movie Friday night or during the weekend, call up right back here and that evening or whatever and leave us your film review. And we'll play it on one of the next couple of tapes or whatever. All right? If you don't hear your comment played, it's not because we don't play it. It's just because it was boring and worthless. All right. The contest is, basically, we're going to play a little guessing game here. We're going to do it with Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Actress. And what you've got to do, gang, and anybody who gets this is going to win, all right? What you've got to do is correctly guess who's going to win the Oscar for Best Picture, Actor, and Actress. I'm going to give you the nominees in a moment. Now, if you can correctly, you know, guess that and leave it on our input tape on Saturday and Sunday before the Academy Awards on March 30th, after the winners are announced, if you're right, we'll give you a fabulous prize. That's right. All right, so here are the nominees for you to choose from. Okay, beginning with Best Picture, the nominees are Children of a Lesser God, Hannah and Her Sisters, The Mission, Platoon, and A Room with a View. For Best Actor, the nominees are Dexter Gordon for Round Midnight, Bob Hoskins for Mona Lisa, William Hurt for Children of a Lesser God, Paul Newman for The Color of Money, and James Woods for Salvador, and for Best Actress, Jane Fonda for The Morning After, Marlee Matlin for Children of a Lesser God, Sissy Spacek for Crimes of the Heart, Kathleen Turner for Peggy Sue Got Married, and Sigourney Weaver for Aliens. Now, if you can correctly identify all three of the winners to be, leave it on input. Leave your guesses right here. You've got to guess all three correct, and if you do, we'll send you a fabulous prize. And just for the record, here are my guesses for the winners. For Best Picture, I predict Platoon will win. For Best Actor, I predict Paul Newman for The Color of Money will win. And for Best Actress, I predict Marlee Matlin for Children of a Lesser God. So there you have it. I will be replaying this very clip from this very important CinemaScoop tape after the Academy Awards have aired. And now, good luck, my fellow phone geeks. I hope you guess correctly. But actually, I hope not, because I'll have to shell out a lot of money for a fabulous prize.
It's a tranquil time in the galaxy. Interplanetary travel is now becoming popular throughout the star system. Tour companies have begun to open up outposts in distant quadrants of the universe. One such company, Star Tours, has just completed a spaceport on the planet Earth at Disneyland. Now, finally, it's possible for you and your family to travel to the moon of Endor, a sightseeing trip that's too real to ever forget.
Oh my, what is going on out there? R2-D2, do you read me? You've entered a restricted battle zone, but how? You're meant to be the navigator. Of course it's your fault. Now just you find a vector that will get those passengers back to Disneyland. And don't blame your pilot. Rex is doing the best he can. After all, it is his first flight.
Star Tours, the ultimate thrill attraction from the imaginations of Disney and George Lucas. Now the adventure is real at Disneyland.
Don't go away, CinemaScoop will return right after this brief intermission.